We are in the midst now of the days of Hanukkah, and of course the days of Hanukkah are marked by the obligation mitrabanan of Halakos Neiros Hanukkah, which of course we know is an incredibly important and valuable mitzvah, in regards to the fact of remembering the Neis, remembering our history, and of course the special elements of Halakha that relate to the mitzvah of Halakos Neiros, because of pursuing Nisa, because of the necessity of glorifying and publicizing the Neis. Now, on face value, the mitzvah of Halakos Neiros should be very simple. Of course, we know the Iker mitzvah of Neri Shubetso, the Mahadrin of Mahadrin. And in theory, it's a simple mitzvah, but we know that that is far from the case. First of all, the question as far as where should a person light? Is the Pirsumei Nisa meant for the people on the street, or is nowadays, is it for the Bnei Beiso? And of course, the difference in regards to when one should light, based on for whom that obligation is for, to whom we are publicizing the Neis, all the various questions that come up bizmanenu that relate to the issue of people's lives being far more complicated than they were in the time of the Gemara, where everyone would be home, and they'd be home at the time of the Halakos Neiros. And of course now with people working in different places, and usually both parents working and kids with different schedules, so when exactly and how exactly one should light then, all of these are complicated questions of Halakos Neiros Hanukkah. And one of those complicated questions is the shaila that's raised and seems to be implicit in the Rishonim of the nature of the mitzvah of Halakos Neiros. Very simply, is the mitzvah of Halakos Neiros Hanukkah, is that a mitzvah, is that a chova on the bayis, or is that a chova on the gavra? And the answer might be both. The answer might be that's a chova on the bayis, on the home, but it's also an obligation on the person in regards to the mitzvah of Heroeh, the bracha on seeing candles, that might not necessarily be related to the home, that might be related to one's own personal obligation to see candles, even if they're not in a home. Most Rishonim seem to assume that the obligation of Halakos Neiros Hanukkah is a chovas habayis. We know the Gemara says, ner ish ubeso. But the Rambam more explicitly says that it's a din on the bayis. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Hanukkah. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos is not as clear, as some Achronim assume that there in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam assumes that's a chova not on the house but on the person. But either way, the most Rishonim seem to assume that Halakos Neiros Hanukkah, just like by mezuzah, just like Bedikas Chametz, just like by Ma'akeh, all these things are a chova on the bayis. But the complicated question, of course, begins, how does a person define a bayis? Is that defined by a physical home, by a physical structure? So, for instance, there's a question, what happens if a person is living in the forest? So the levush, the person is living in the forest, has to light candles as well. And the question is, what does levush mean? Does that mean he's living in a house in the forest? He's living in the woods? How do we understand that idea? With Tzvi Pesach Frank as a tshuva of the Rabbanu Litzlan, the person who's homeless, do they have to light? Is wherever they're living, is that considered to be a bias or not? Is that sort of the shaila? How do we define the word bias? Now, obviously, the place in which that shaila is most applicable is most people who are probably listening to this year are not homeless, they're not living in the forest. But many, many people, of course, travel during the days of Hanukkah. And often that travel requires being away from one's home overnight. So nowadays, train travel is not so common, but that's a shaila that's discussed in the posting of a person's on a train overnight. Let's say, of course, another person is on a plane overnight. So what some poskim argue, the Maharsham and the Aruch HaShulchan and others, is that if a person has paid money and they're going to be in a plane overnight, so then the plane now has become their bayis. Even if we assume, like the Rishonim, that Halakos Neiros Hanukkah is a chova on the bayis, wherever it is that person is spending their evening, assuming that it's a real structure, with like a doorway and walls and everything else, that becomes a person's bias for that evening. And therefore, according to those poskim, a person should light candles on the plane with a bracha, because again, the plane has become one's bias. Rishon LeZalman Orbach brought down in Halicha Shlomo and Hilchos Chanukah, said that he's not so convinced that's the case. He has a suffix whether or not a plane has now taken on the status of being a home. And therefore, he recommended that a person should light on the plane, but they should light without a bracha. Rav Yashiv and other more contemporary poskim, they disagree with this entire notion. They say that a plane is not a bias, a person's home is a person's home. There is absolutely no obligation to light on a plane or on a train. Rav Yashiv said that in a circumstance, or perhaps a person was on a train for a few days, that might be different, but that's not really the nature of traveling anymore. It's, you know, 10, 12 hours at most. Therefore, he said it does not have the status of a bias, and a person who would light on the train or on the plane with a bracha, that would be a bracha levatala. Now, let's assume that we want to be yotze all shitos, the shita again of Maharsham and the Archa Shulchan, and others that seem to assume that a plane would take on the status of a bias. Obviously, a person is not going to sit on El Al and start lighting candles. So what does a person do under those circumstances? So one of two options are presented. One option, according to some poskim, is that even just putting on a flashlight with an incandescent bulb and doing that, you would not say a bracha on that. Although there's a shaila in general about the saying a bracha by halakas near Shabbos on electricity. So you wouldn't say a bracha because it's not a derivative of shemen, but at the very least, maybe a person is doing something when they do that. Another possibility that some folks can speak about is the possibility that even if a person is not home and they're on a plane, but someone can light in their house, wherever they are. So even though the person has not lit, but seeing that the chov is a bias, so you light on the house, and that would be sufficient. Now, both of those are just the yotzil choldeos, meaning that there are many posts that say that you're pater legamre, you're completely exempt from lighting, and a person can be so mich, a person can rely on those positions. If it is that a person is gone and someone can light in their house, matov manayim. If it is that a person can light, you know, put on a flashlight in a plane, matov manayim, so great. A person could be yotze, all she does is doing that, but that's certainly not li'ikuva. That's certainly not saying that if a person can't find some flight in their house, they shouldn't travel, or they should change their plans, or they shouldn't go. That's certainly not the case at all. This is just a suggestion, ideally, how to handle those circumstances. Everyone should have a very pleasant and meaningful and joyful kind